Good morning, folks. How are you? I want to thank you all for — I apologize for being late. I was at a meeting with Senator Baucus and Senator Reid, and Senator Baucus is on his way over here with me for this announcement, and there's a vote called in the Senate. So, I apologize to our participants here. I want to thank everyone for joining me here today. And as you know, we have with us today a constellation of people who have been able to put together a great, great proposal with Senator Baucus and the President. Richard Bracken, President and CEO of the Hospital Corporation of America. Wayne Smith, President and CEO of Community Health Systems 9. Sister Carol Keehan, who I told her that I was a good kid in school. she is the CEO of Catholic Health Association in the United States. Richard Umdenstock. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Richard? Rich, actually, and President and CEO of the American Hospital Association. And I was going to introduce Max Baucus, but you got to go up the hill and see him. He's voting now. And obviously, our Secretary, Secretary Sebelius. Look, I want to warmly welcome the hospital CEOs here who are with us today. You know, every day you see firsthand the impact of the skyrocketing health care costs have had on American families. And today, they've come together to do something about those health care costs. Folks, reform is coming. It is on track. It is coming. We have tried for decades, to fix a broken system, and we have never, in my entire tenure in public life, been this close. We have never been as close as we are today, and things remain on track. We have these hospitals working with us, and we have the pharmaceutical industry working with us. We have doctors and nurses and healthcare providers with us. We have the American public behind us. And everyone sees that we need change. And in my view, we're going to get that change, and we're going to get it this year. The poet Virgil said, "The greatest wealth is health." Well, we're here today to make our health care system healthy again. A strong commitment from these hospitals represented here and others will be a big part of making that happen. All around the country, the people who have health insurance still are struggling to pay their bills because they are underinsured or their out-of-pocket expenses are rising so rapidly they have trouble keeping up. And those who don't have insurance because they've lost their jobs or have been denied coverage because someone in their family has a pre-existing condition are throwing themselves at the mercy of the people who represent the major hospitals in the United States of America today. And as a result, our hospitals are cracking under the weight of providing quality health care for Americans who lack insurance. The hospital industry knows, and the people with me here today know, and the President knows, that the status quo is simply unacceptable. Let me say that again. The status quo is simply unacceptable. Rising costs are crushing us. They're crushing families, crushing businesses, crushing state budgets, and they are crushing the healthcare industry itself. Hospitals have acknowledged that significant healthcare savings can be achieved by improving efficiencies, realigning incentives to emphasize quality care instead of quantity of procedures. And in the last several weeks, they've been working with Chairman Baucus and are coming forward with a proposal that produces real savings in federal health care spending, savings that will be applied toward the President's firm goal of enacting health care reform that is deficit neutral, health care reform that is deficit neutral. As part of this agreement, hospitals are committing to contributing $155 billion in Medicare and Medicaid savings over the 10 years to cover health care cost reform, over the next 10 years. These reductions will be achieved through a combination of delivery system reforms, additional reductions in hospital and additional reductions in the hospital's annual and inflationary updates. All of these savings are based on policies the administration proposed in its budget to fund health care reform. As our system becomes more efficient, thanks to innovation, technology, and electronic records, we'll show increases — we'll slow, I should say, increases in Medicare and Medicaid payments to hospitals. As more people are insured, hospitals will bear less of the financial burden of caring for the uninsured and the underinsured, and will reduce payments to cover those costs in tandem with that reduction. Today's announcement, I believe, represents an essential the essential role hospitals play in making reform a reality. And a reality will be, we must enact this reform this year. We must and we will enact reform by the end of August. And we can't wait. I know that the leaders that are up here know that. The President knows that. My colleagues who I just spoke to know that. And the entire Congress knows it. And I look forward to hearing how their hospitals are going to be helping in bringing about this reform. That's why they're here today. So I thank you again for being here. I thank the press for being here and our colleagues. And I'd like now to introduce Sister Keehan, or as we say, Yester, it's your podium.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's scary, isn't it?
Protects you, not me. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Madam Secretary, it is an honor to be here today. I'm pleased to join my Hospital Association colleagues to announce the agreement we've reached with the White House and the Senate Finance Committee to contribute to the cost of meaningful health care reform. This is a great day for all Americans as we take a critical step closer to a health care system that efficiently delivers quality care to everyone. Coverage for all has been a goal of Catholic health care for decades, and we know how urgently change is needed, both for moral and economic reasons. In the reform principles CHA developed along with our hospitals 2 years ago, we called for shared responsibility in reforming the system, with contributions from individuals, employers, the government, and health care providers. We have a great responsibility to the American people. They deserve health security without sacrificing other important goals, such as college, family vacation, wage increases. We as hospitals must use our knowledge of the healthcare system to make it better for everyone. We will continue to provide input as this process unfolds, and look forward to working closely with every partner, including members of the House, the Senate, as well as the White House and HHS, to make sure we get health reform done for the American people in short order. It's now my pleasure to present Mr. Rich Umdenstock, President of the American Hospital Association.
Thank you very much, Sister. And I'd like to also say, Mr. Vice President, Madam Secretary, it's an honor to be here with you today and with my colleagues. The American Hospital Association represents the nation's 5,000 hospitals and health systems. And for decades, the goal of America's hospitals has been coverage for all. Every day, the men and women working in hospitals take care of far too many patients whose conditions have worsened and become more costly because they have lacked coverage. Today, the AHA reform framework calls for coverage for all, paid for by all, and hospitals are ready to do our part. But so must all other involved stakeholders, and that includes everyone across our economy, employers and unions, individuals, suppliers, insurers, practitioners and providers. Healthcare touches everyone. As hospital representatives, we're here today to restate our support for comprehensive reform and to do our part as reflected in today's announcement, which will lead us to and calls for the coverage of 95% of Americans. We believe this step brings the nation closer to the goal of health reform, reform that lowers costs, that provides access to all, and that works for patients and families and the hospitals that are the backbone of healthcare in communities across America. We've had very productive discussions with the administration and with Chairman Baucus, and we look forward to working with the administration, the Senate, and the House to make reform a reality. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today, and now I'd like to turn it over to Richard Bracken.
Well, thank you, and good morning. It is an honor to be here with the Vice President and Madam Secretary and key congressional leaders and support important improvements to America's healthcare system. I represent HCA, one of the largest private healthcare systems in America, and today I'm also here representing the Federation of American Hospitals. We represent more than 1,000 investor-owned hospitals across America. Let me start by saying that there is so much that is so good about America's healthcare system, but there is room for improvement, and that's why we're all here today. Today, we are pleased to be part of the solution that will significantly improve our healthcare system. We have long advocated comprehensive healthcare reform to achieve universal coverage for all Americans, and we are gratified that President Obama and the congressional leadership made comprehensive healthcare reform the nation's top domestic priority. So it is a very distinct pleasure to come to the White House today to express our wholehearted endorsement for health reform as reflected in the agreement the Vice President is announcing today, which is based on achieving coverage for at least 95% of Americans. So as I close out our ceremony this morning, just let me say that we look forward to working with all the congressional leaders and the White House on comprehensive reform that will lower health care costs and see health coverage for all Americans become a reality. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.